I saw a great thing on Paul Annette's website today, which is nicepaul.com. And he's got a little widget at the top of each of his blog posts that give you the estimated reading time. And I just thought this was a brilliant idea. It's an example of working with rather than against your users. So many people, so many website owners struggle to accept that. In actual fact, people don't read our copy, or they're busy, they've got so much else on their plate. And they fight against that, and we do all kinds of things to try and get people to read our articles, our content, our websites in great detail. But in fact, we should be working with users and accept that that's the way they are and accommodate that. And providing an estimated reading time is one example of that. You give an indication of what kind of commitment people are going to make to get from beginning to end of the article. But you can do more than just that. And in fact, Paul does. He makes good use of headings and subheadings and bullet points and you know, pull out quotes and links and all the rest of it to enable people to scan the post and get the gist of what he's talking about. He does another nice thing that I really like as well, which is in the particular article that I read. I don't know whether he does it on all of them. I confess I didn't look. He puts, if you've only just got a few minutes and you haven't got time to read the whole thing, then click here, you know, and jump to my kind of summary, the most important part of the article. And again, I love that idea. It's a bit like Jacob Nielsen does on his site, where he summarizes his findings in the particular article at the top of the page, and it's all summed up in a couple of lines. I really like those kinds of approaches. So as you look at your own website, and it doesn't need to be just blog posts or articles, it could be any kind of content, think about ways you can accommodate users and the fact that they're not going to read everything you write in immense detail, not unless they're incredibly interested and it's exactly the kind of content that they're looking for. We're all overloaded with information, so anything we can do to help each other out, to take that information in, has got to be a good thing. So look at your own website and ask whether you could use some of these techniques there.